Well, regional doctors say while they have sympathy for Australians in lockdown, easing COVID restrictions anytime soon would be a disaster for rural and remote areas. They say the Delta strain would put regional hospitals under too much pressure if there was a significant outbreak. Here's National Regional Affairs reporter Eliza Borello.
Julie is a doctor in a remote outback town and she's worried about her patients. She can't be identified because she'd lose her public hospital job if her bosses found out she'd spoken to the media. So we've used an actor to voice her concerns.
With the Delta strain, with the rate of transmissibility, we are potentially looking at catastrophic situations in remote parts of Australia if the Delta variant gets established.
There are just four respirators in Julie's hospital, but she doesn't believe they'd be of much use.
You can't just suddenly set up a row of ventilators. You need the staff to be able to run them.
Julie says if you'd asked her back in December when Australia could open up, she would have said when the nation reached an 80% vaccination rate. But she believes the Delta variant has changed the game, describing it as a pandemic 2.0. She now believes Indigenous children must be vaccinated before Australia opens up.
I can tell you, as somebody who's looked after Indigenous children, if there was a COVID outbreak in remote or rural Aboriginal community, then we will see Aboriginal children who have much higher rates of ill health than non-Aboriginal children die.
Jason Agostino, the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation's medical advisor, agrees Aboriginal children would be more vulnerable to the disease, but is playing down the likelihood of deaths.
I don't think likely, but I think there's a much higher risk of death than there is for other children because, you know, these are quite serious conditions that affect the heart and lungs, and we know that COVID affects exactly those things. So it would be much higher risk of serious disease for those kids.
Dr. Agostino is Canberra-based but works as a GP in the Yarrabah Aboriginal community in far north Queensland. He says talk of letting COVID rip in Australia is dangerous.
I think it's important to acknowledge that whilst the UK is letting it rip, it has 25,000 cases as its last seven-day average. And the only reason that their deaths aren't higher is because they have a highly vaccinated population. If we were to let it rip, we know that COVID causes more serious disease amongst people with chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, and that it spreads easily amongst crowded houses. And unfortunately, many Aboriginal and Torres Strait people have these chronic diseases from younger ages and also live in crowded houses. So that combination in a low vaccination coverage is a recipe for disaster.
David Atkinson, a professor who trains medical students and GPs in Western Australia's Kimberley, says he has great sympathy for Australians in lockdown, but says the nation's current approach to the virus is warranted.
Discussing regional and rural areas and remote Aboriginal communities just helps to make it clear that the option of opening up until we've got very high vaccination rates is actually a silly idea, and we really shouldn't even be considering it. And people have to be persuaded that that's not an option.
Kimberley medical professor David Atkinson ending Eliza Borello's report.